Listening Library presents From Percy Jackson, Camp Half-Blood Confidential by Rick Riordan, read for you by Jesse Bernstein.
Praise me, demigods. I made you this helpful film. Trust me, it's awesome.
Haiku by Apollo, introducing his orientation film, Welcome to Camp Half-Blood. Trust me. The film was more awful than awesome. PJ. Movie Night by Percy Jackson. Hey everybody, Percy Jackson here. You might know me as the guy who helped save the world from total destruction. Twice. But who's counting? I like to think of myself as just another Greek demigod lucky enough to have found Camp Half-Blood. If you can read this, then, surprise, you're probably a demigod too. That's because only demigods and a few special mortals, like my mom and Rachel Elizabeth Dare, can read what's actually written here. To everyone else, this book is called The Complete History of Pavement, and it's about, well, that should be obvious. You can thank the mist for that choice of topic. So, demigod, chances are you're making your way to camp with your Seder guide. Or maybe you've already arrived and are reading this with the hope that it'll calm your nerves. I'd say there's a 50-50 chance of that happening. But I'm getting off topic. I do that. I have ADHD. Bet you know what that's like. What I'm supposed to do is explain the story behind this book. A few months ago, Chiron, he's the immortal centaur who's also our camp activities director, was called away to rescue two unclaimed demigods and their satyr guide. The satyr had gotten himself into a sticky situation. It took him days to get his fur clean. Anyway, Argus, our resident security guard and part-time chauffeur, drove Chiron on this mission because, well, can you imagine a centaur driving an SUV? You can? Maybe you're a child of hypnosis and saw it in a dream. Our camp director, Mr. D, a.k.a. Dionysus, the god of wine, was MIA, so that left us demigods on our own.
Don't destroy Half-Blood while we're gone,
was Chiron's parting instruction. Argus pointed two fingers at his eyes and then at us. This took a few minutes since he has 100 eyes, but we got the message. Be good or else. We went about our usual routines. Combat practice, volleyball practice, archery practice, strawberry picking practice, don't ask, lava wall climbing practice. You'll find we practice a lot here. We would have spent the evening in the usual way too, with a campfire sing-along, if not for an offhand comment Nico D'Angelo dropped at dinner. We were talking about what changes each of us would make if we ran the camp, and Nico said, "First thing I'd do is make sure the poor newbie demigods don't have to suffer through the orientation film." All conversation stopped.
"What orientation film?" Will Solace asked.
Nico looked puzzled. "You know." He glanced side to side, clearly uncomfortable with everybody watching him. Finally, he cleared his throat and sang in a warbly voice to the tune of The Hokey Pokey. "It lets the demigods in, it shuts the monsters out, it keeps the half-blood safe, but turns mortals all about. It's misty and it's magic, and it makes me want to shout. The border is all about." He punctuated the last line of the song with some half-hearted claps. We stared at him in stunned silence. "Nico," Will patted his boyfriend's arm, "you're scaring the other campers."
"More than usual," Julia Feingold muttered under her breath.
"Oh, come on," Nico protested. "You've all heard that annoying song, right? It's from Welcome to Camp Half-Blood." Nobody responded. "The orientation film," Nico added. We shared a group shrug. Nico groaned. "You mean I just sang in public and I'm the only one who's ever seen that stupid film?"
"So far, anyway." Sample complete. Ready to continue?